KBND Radio News Time, 12:05. Good afternoon. It is Friday. Welcome to the Noon News. I'm Dave Jarvis, back in the studio after spending the day yesterday at the Business Expo up at the fairgrounds. Here with our update, Kelly Blyer.
Thanks so much, Dave. As many as 1,000 police and fire vehicles are expected to form a procession through the Eugene Springfield area on the way to Friday's memorial service for slain Eugene police officer Chris Kilcullen. The service is scheduled for 2 p.m. at the University of Oregon in Matthew Knight Arena, which has room for more than 12,000 people to attend. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb talked with a friend who will be speaking at the memorial.
Eugene radio talk show host Rob Holloway is speaking at the service. He says Officer Chris Kilcullen was a friend who made a big difference in their local community.
He was in traffic enforcement, but he also did hostage negotiations and was extremely involved with Relay for Life, American Cancer Society. I mean, he never said no and was so involved with causes. If you had a good cause and a cup of coffee, he would be there and you'd get three times more than you requested.
The officer was shot and killed a week ago, and 57-year-old Cheryl Kidd of Springfield is charged with aggravated murder. Kilcullen is the first Eugene officer killed in the line of duty since 1934. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
The powerful Ways and Means Committee is in Bend today to hear from the public as they try to figure out where to cut programs in Oregon. The public meeting is from 4 to 6 p.m. tonight at the OSU Cascades campus. State Senator Chris Telfer encourages people to come out to the meeting.
It's an opportunity for people to tell those sitting on Ways and Means, meaning those that are making the decisions on where to cut, their thoughts on where things should be cut. Now, we've already approved the K-12 budget, so we'll be looking at public safety, human services, and obviously human services are looking at massive cuts. So it's an opportunity for those people who have interest in those to come forward and give us their input.
Telfer says testimony can make a difference. She says 2 years ago when Ways and Means came to Bend, OSU Cascades was on the chopping block and they were able to save it. Governor Kitzhaber wants to create more jobs in Central Oregon, so he's appointed someone to help do that. Annette Leba will be the Regional Solutions Coordinator for Central Oregon. She says her focus will be on building partnerships with local officials and the private sector alike.
I'm really excited about the opportunity. I recognize the need for this kind of partnership in Central Oregon. I recognize the economic challenges that the communities are facing there, and I'm really looking forward to working with people.
Leba has spent the past 17 years working at the Department of Environmental Quality. She plans to move to Bend next month. For more details on these stories, you can go to kbnd.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.